Welcome to The Art of Construction, the podcast dedicated to helping you grow your business. Together, we'll explore the world of construction with some of the best minds of the industry. Your host, Evan Tilley, a micro-influencer and sometimes disruptor, will take you on a journey that will lead your business to the next level.
What's up, Art of Construction tribe? Today, we're going to be a little bit different because we have Vicky Suter, and you see her on the screen if you're going to go back and see her blog. And she asked the question we were getting going on this, do you record these? And typically, the answer is no, but the only constant is change. So we're going to go through and get to know each other and talk back and forth about her platform and the Art of Construction. And so contractors, if you want more profits, time, and fun, who wouldn't want that? This podcast is for you. Make sure you listen all the way to the end, where we have some special offers just for you, my special AOC tribe. We're going to focus and get to know Vicky Suter and talk through her book, The Profit Bleed. So let's dive in and have a fireside chat with Vicky Suter, who is the business consultant and coach, author, and national speaker out of San Francisco, running Suter Business Builders. Lock and load. What's your favorite beverage?
Favorite beverage. Well, my daily favorite beverage would be water, and then my husband's coffee. But my less than a virtuous favorite beverage would be scotch.
Oh, man. What's one scotch?
Belvaney.
All right. Good stuff. What's the favorite place you've traveled?
Italy. I loved going to Italy. My family, my mother was first generation here, and going back to Italy was just an amazing experience with her. And we've been back a couple of times, and just it really just resonates with my heart.
Oh, that's fantastic. One story from being there.
We went back to the hometown where my grandmother was born and my grandparents were married, a little town called Nicosia, in the middle of Sicily. And I remember going up at the top of the hill and standing in front of this chapel where they were married, and my mom and I standing side by side. And I just felt like I had been there before. And just tears, I started streaming down my face, and I just felt so connected to this place that I'd never been before. And it was just super sweet to be there with my mom. It was her first time there too. So
yeah. That's marvelous. You definitely paint a picture that is a great experience. What's your favorite hobby or interest outside the construction arena we passionately call here the art of construction?
Cooking. I love to cook. I wrote a cookbook with my mom, actually, called Manja, I Love You. That's filled with family recipes that go back several generations. My great-grandmother used to be a baker in Sicily. But it's like my therapy when I'm not, like, I can have a super long day and go home and cook, and it's just like, it feeds my artistic soul, actually.
Oh, man, the juices are flowing. We're talking scotch and we're talking Italy and food. Oh, man, this is going to be a good one. So, Vicky, what's your story? And when you tell the story, I want to challenge each other live here to say we both are running platforms where we met each other through this, through the Art of Construction tribe. And so what led you to be the business coach? And correct me if I'm wrong, you run a blog that we're going to talk about taking some of this stuff that we're working on here together and put that all out there to the Art of Construction tribe and cross-pollinate the profit bleed that you've built up.
Well, 30 years ago, I was married to a painting contractor, and I, at the time, was working as a controller for an international training company, and I really saw how he struggled with growing his business and struggled with managing people and making a consistent profit. And so I started to work with him in his business, and when we had our son, Taylor, I decided I was going to stop working for somebody else 70 hours a week and start working for myself. And I knew there was a place where I could contribute to the contracting industry. And so my first client, other than my husband, who I wasn't really a client, but was a design build contractor. And I just found that I loved working with contractors. I loved the complexity of construction, while at the same time appreciated that I had the ability to see the simplicity and how to make it work. And so it just, the combination of those, and I really like contractors. I think they're super coachable and very smart, way smarter than they give themselves credit for. So I stayed with this vertical market and really have focused here for over 25 years. And I love seeing people be able to have the, what I call the all-American dream come true, which is the thing that motivates us to start our business, is that we want to be able to make us, you know, make more money, be able to be the in control of our destiny and how we spend our time. And we want to be able to do what we love. And that's what I do, is I help people do that and really have that be a reality in their business. And it's super satisfying. I really enjoy it.
Outstanding. So contractors, we have a great mentor for us here today to talk through how to make more profit, time, and fun. So what I wanted to kind of go through is that you have authored a book titled The Profit Bleed. So talk through that. Can you kind of just give us a synopsis and talk through how managing margins can save or make your contracting business flourish?
Yeah, so the place where I see most contractors really lose money and lose opportunity to increase profitability is in their gross profit margin or their rate of return for what they're making on projects. And that happens for several reasons, whether that's that they're not marking up enough, they're not clear about what their true costs are, they don't have a goal that they're working against in terms of gross profit margin, and or that they don't have controls in place through the project process that will allow them to make sure that they're meeting that gross profit margin goal that they set when they started a job. That when you have a set of practices around all of those things, that you can impact immediately and easily your bottom line if you know how to control your gross profit margin. Because that's usually the place where, again, most contractors make and lose money. And one of the things I always say is contractors live and die by margin. So if you know how to produce a consistent gross profit margin, you're going to make a consistent profit.
Awesome. Well, let's dive in and talk a little bit about that. So how do you control your business so it stops controlling you?
Well, it has to do, Devin, with being more intentional about every part of your business. So I'll give you an example. There was a client, Joe, who I worked with, who when we first started working together, he was a general manager for a remodeling company that had like six foreman that worked out in the field and a couple of project managers. And this guy spent all of his days with his hair on fire, just reacting to everything that showed up every day, whether it was, you know, calls from the foreman about the subcontractor didn't show up, the materials weren't there, my crew, I don't have enough people to work on the job, there's a problem with inspections and I didn't expect it, and we weren't ready, or just different things like that. And one of the things that I said to him was, you know, we started out with looking at, so do you have clearly defined position agreements with your foreman that they have ownership and are clear about what's their responsibility on the job? And what we discovered is he said, yeah, we got job descriptions. Well, they were really like task lists. So when he started to define a position agreement based on results, he elevated their level of ownership within that position. What it allowed him to do was to start also putting in place more controls so that rather than every day being this emergency, he started to have systems and processes that allowed him to have in his foreman to better control where they were headed. So one of the things that he put in place as an example was a two-week look ahead. And when Joe put in a two-week look ahead with his foreman, now instead of he and them just completely reacting to and being reactionary every day to what showed up, they started planning out. They started being able to have more control over what their days looked like. So that's just kind of an example of when you start to put in systems and processes and clearly define results with your team, you can start to have more control over it and have more, be more proactive versus reactive, which takes up just significantly less time in our day and allows us to produce a more consistent result and a more consistent profit in our business.
Yeah, I've asked that going on 200 episodes, what's that one thing? And we'll get to that when we get to the end of this podcast. But pretty much most of the time, it boils down to something around communication. And mm-hmm. and it boils down to the construction world of reacting and figuring out how to be proactive in a reactive world. So if I'm synopsis what you're saying find a way to be proactive when most people are not in the construction business.
Yes. One of the key things that I have found, Devin, is, and I think you probably see this too, it's like, I always think to myself, when I can see it, I can do something about it. It's when I can't see it I'm not looking forward, then I'm always kind of reacting to it. But if I can see it before it's here, then I can be, intervene in that future before it's history. So part of my whole orientation is always, how do I make sure that I've got feedback that lets me see where I'm headed? Because that's really the key to having more control in our businesses and in what we do.
That's gold. And an example where actually all my companies is, you know, I have a window and door company in Colorado to Art of Construction and these different companies. And the whole thing for me is connecting the tribe and putting us all together. And we're going through this whole process of moving from different companies to different servers to cloud and all this stuff. And the best thing of all the training that I seen was Microsoft says, if it's in front of you, you can use it. If it's not, you can't. And I was like, that is so valuable in today's world to say you don't know by what you don't know and you're jaded by what you think you know. So you have to put that plan in front of them and show it 7 times to where they can move forward. And then you can start getting proactive through that plan is where I'm seeing is believing when it comes to those tools. So that I just had to put that in there because that just really was like this light bulb aha moment for me. Mm-hmm. As I'm sitting and watching my team, they want to go to the office 365, but if you don't know how to get there, you have to put it in front of them to help crawl, walk, run, right?
Yes. Yeah. And it's a process, right? It doesn't happen overnight. And every time it's kind of like exercising a muscle. The first time you go to the gym, you're not like all buff and you're not fit. Right. So, but the more you repetitively do it, the stronger those muscles become. And that's the same thing with when we start a new practice, whether that's Office 365 and learn how to do that or a 2-week look ahead, whatever that is, it just takes practice and it takes time. But the more you do it, the more you build up muscle memory, right?
Totally. Yeah. So how do you see contractors being controlled by their business?
I would say by not knowing where they're headed. Again, it kind of comes back to that. Are you clear about where you're headed? And are you managing against that? Or are you just reacting to it? And there's a key distinction there too, because if you ask people if they have goals for their business, a lot of times contractors will say they know they have, everybody has a revenue goal, like, or some idea of how much they want to make in money. But do you have a goal in terms of how much you want to make in gross profit margin? Do you have a goal in terms of how much money you want to have on the bottom line, what your net profit margin is? And for contractors,
Net profit's different than the gross profit? Yeah, I did this. There's a podcast called The Contractor Fight that Tom Reber runs. Right. And he's really hardcore about those basic things. And that's important stuff, right?
It is. It's totally important. Yeah. Understanding that distinction of that there's got to be money left on the bottom line, but also like goals for like, how much do I want to have in cash reserves? How much do I want to be making as an owner? All those things. And so setting goals, first of all, super important first step. The second way is to manage against them. So, you know, if I'm here today and I say I want to be here, and do I have feedback systems in place whereby I'm looking at that every week, every month, and asking the question, where am I compared to where I said I would be, so that I can make course corrections, as opposed to I do a budget or I put down a number and then I hope that it's all going to turn out and I never look at it until the year is done. Well, it goes back to that thing. If I'm never looking at it, I can't see where I'm headed. I don't have any feedback, and then I can't intervene in that future. But if I'm looking at it regularly, now I can start to intervene in that future before it's history. So I would say that getting one of the ways to get control is to make sure that you have goals and then manage against those goals consistently with a set of practices. And that includes on projects too, right? So it's like you set a budget for a project. You don't just set it and forget it. You actually manage those job hours and you make sure that you manage the scope of that project so that it turns out the way the plan said they would. You make sure that you keep in front of it to have it turn out the way that you planned. All of the things that contractors naturally do to have projects turn out successfully is the same thing you want to do in your business.
Love it. Yeah, and working right to left instead of left to right, of saying what is the perfect scenario of that revenue and then working it backwards. I love that exercise and going through that to say it boils down to all the way to say core values would be a good thing that I would bring up to say core values don't mean anything if you don't actually track those behaviors, because those behaviors are going to drive the results. And figuring out the yin and the yang, and then goes back to, like with me, figuring out a Microsoft Office 365 so you can get those behavior data sets that are trackable. Then you can really have something and have a great coach like Vicky come in and help you be more proactive, right?
Ideally, yeah.
What advice do you have on how they can best get more control of their business?
One thing I would say is to start with having a consistent set of practices around how you do your business. So are there a consistent set of practices around how you estimate, and that includes, and here's an interesting thing about process, procedure, and goals. So when you have set a goal and you say, well, we're going to do X number of dollars in volume and we're going to do, let's say, a 35% gross profit margin, then you need to make sure that when you're bidding, you're checking your bids against that goal. Or if you're saying that you're going to do, you know, 2 million or 5 million or 20 million in revenue, are you tracking how much you're bidding in closing to make sure that you're on track for that? Are your practices in your estimating really aligned with making sure that you're estimating to meet that goal? So what it means is first setting those goals, like we talked about a little bit ago, and then having the systems and the processes in place that will allow people to manage to those goals and those results. Another one would be even just job schedules. So contractors, we live and die by on time, it's all about, the entire thing is on time, on budget, as promised. So it all really comes down to that. Well, are there a set of practices and systems and procedures around controlling those things? And it doesn't have to be 50 things. It's really literally is a handful of things. And it's part of what I talk about in the book, you know, I see construction as very complicated in many ways, but there's a simplicity of understanding how to manage from the top down versus the particles and pieces up. Mm-hmm. And there's a simplicity in understanding what are the key drivers that let you keep your finger on the pulse of making a project successful or not. So what are those key things? And that's really, you know, in the book, I really share about what are those specific things in every area, whether that's sales and estimating, or it's project management, or it's finance. I talk about each of those areas of your business and what are those places where you want to keep your finger on the pulse. And I literally give people tools to be able to track those things. It's not a theoretical conversation. I go, yeah, go check out that resource, because that resource will help you actually implement what I'm talking about.
Yeah. And I really had an aha moment there when you're saying, like, really understand your estimates going against your budget to make sure they all match. And it sounds so obvious, but I think a lot of people, if they look themselves in the mirrors, those things are not correlated.
Oftentimes,
I've worked with a lot of great people that do these things. And that's what we talk about, the silos in the art of construction. And we all have our own silos in our business that we are all figuring out how to break down back to getting control and having more fun, right? That's what it can be really not fun if you don't actually have any net profit at the end of the day, right?
It's agonizing, right? Because then you're just working really hard, hoping that it'll turn out. And that's a part of that thing about having more control is being more intentional and just more purposeful. And if you can keep it to, there's just a handful of things to really pay attention to that are the drivers for you being able to produce the profit you want, and not, you know, not be what I kind of call like the tail on the dog. You become the head of the dog and you're driving it. You have way more control. And gosh, that's like, it just gives us more peace of mind. And it allows us to feel a greater sense of being able to be in the driver of our own destiny, right?
I love that. So as we've asked every guest, what's that one thing to grow their business? But in this theme, what is that one thing a contractor can do right now to begin getting more control over their business?
Oh, all right. Only one thing, huh? Bonus.
That's okay.
So here's what I would say is set clear goals for what's the criteria for success in your business, and then make sure that those goals get communicated and agreed upon with your team. So set goals for what constitutes winning the game, whether that's a gross profit margin goal, a revenue goal, average number of collection days goal, right? Set key goals in your business for what's the criteria for success. And then everybody who has control over those key drivers, get agreement with them about maintaining and holding to those standards and those goals.
Well, I love it. I want the book. How does the Art of Construction Tribe get the book? What's anything? What would you put out there to get the book?
The Art of Construction Tribe is a special offer to your listeners. They can get the book for free, Devin, at theprofitbleed.com/free. So it's theprofitbleed.com/free. All you have to do is pay $7.95 shipping and handling. And at the end, there's an opportunity to get all of the resources that are in that book in one bundle.
Wow. Well, what an honor. So we have these great, we dangled the carrot to say, contractors, let's all go get the book and Art of Construction Tribe. Let's learn from the book. And how do you best get a hold of Vicki outside of the book?
You can reach me on email. Excuse me. Vicki@SuiterBusinessBuilders.com. That's V-I-C-K-I at Suiter, S-U-I-T-E-R, BusinessBuilders.com.
Awesome stuff. So thank you so much for telling your story. We'll make sure we put information on all this in the show notes. And thank you for all that you've given to the art of construction industry over these years. We definitely, all of these great contractors need great coaches like you out there that's helping us get out of our own way a lot of times, right? So thank you so much for coming in.
Welcome. Thank you. Thanks, Devin. I appreciate you having me on.
Great job. All right, Art of Construction Tribe, what an awesome honor. So I got one more amazing offer for you. I don't put offers out there every time, so I want you to check this out and go in and say, ask yourself these questions, and then let's begin with the end in mind. Have you ever wished your team was more proactive? Do you get irritated when your crew doesn't perform as well as it could? Are you frustrated by people not keeping agreements and following through? If you said yes to any of these, I highly recommend you check out Vicki's upcoming webinar, Build a Team That Takes Ownership. The webinar is coming up March 3rd, 5th, and 6th, so grab your seat now. She only does this once a year. In this dynamic presentation, Vicki shows you the secret to getting your team to take more ownership without manipulation or financial incentives, how to get more consistent results with your staff, how to grow your business and profits and get more time off. Whew, like the sounds of that, Tribe. You'll leave the webinar with practical tools and resources that you can start using right now, a clear understanding of how to get the results you want from your team, and last, the secret to getting people to follow through and keep agreements. So to register, go to SuiterBusinessBuilders.com suiterbusinessbuilders.com/art of construction. That is S-U-I-T-E-R, businessbuilders.com/art of construction. And of course, you can always click on the link in the show notes and we'll have all the information there. This webinar is an amazing tool for your contractors and affiliates out there to help you grow your business. I don't want you to miss out. Crush it out there, tribe.